And once again, we're reaching long distance, stretching our virtual arm all the way out to Park City, Utah. Amanda Bynum is the program director for the Michigan Theater here in Ann Arbor and has been spending time at the Sundance Film Festival and now joins us live, obviously, via phone. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning, David.
Have you enjoyed your more than a week in Park City, Utah?
Oh, absolutely. I have seen over 20 films so far, some hits, some just okay, only one or two stinkers, I'd say.
That's not a bad percentage. Now,
it's
of
really
those
not.
Movies that you've seen, have you written little notes about any particular few that you might want to bring back to Ann Arbor so that we might enjoy them as you have?
Sure. I have to take notes on everything that I see because I see so many movies that I forget what they are by the very next day. When you're seeing five movies a day, you gotta take little notes. So one of the things that I think people in Ann Arbor would really like is Ivory Tower, which is a documentary about student loans. It doesn't sound like it's super uplifting, and it's really not, but it's really, really interesting. And I think living in a university town, and U of M is featured just a little bit in the film. There's a beautiful shot of the stadium. I think that Ann Arbor audiences would really get into this documentary about how we're kind of screwing up our
becoming a debtor nation for higher education.
Yeah. Right. And, you know, can people with $140,000 in student loans can't get a job at Starbucks. And, you know, it was awful, but really enlightening. And I just think we'd get huge audiences out for that documentary.
Of the more traditional type movies, what might you hope to bring back?
Well, there was a film that I saw earlier in the week called The Lunchbox, and it's an Indian film. There's a lunch delivery service in Mumbai, and this is a real thing. The Dabbawalas come and they drop, you know, you order lunch, or possibly your wife makes you lunch, and then the delivery service comes and picks it up and brings it to you at your workplace. I think this is something we need to get behind. Be that as it may, there is a mix-up in the delivery, and a worker, I believe the description says, in the dusk of his life, inadvertently gets the lunch delivery from a woman who's very lonely, even though she's married with a child. You know, her heart is lonely.
Right.
And they sort of begin a pen pal correspondence through the lunch delivery service. And it's a wonderful film. I really, really enjoyed it. And I certainly want to bring it back for Cinetopia for one or two screenings, if not for a full run at the Michigan Theater.
Well, have you had any celebrity encounters or sightings anyway?
So I've only had two, and they're both kind of funny to me. My celebrity sighting was Richard Kind.
Oh, he's a funny guy.
Yes. Some members of your listening audience may know who that is. And it just kind of was like, hey, it's Richard Kind. But nobody, you know, hugely famous. There weren't throngs of people surrounding him. The other person that I saw is Paul Einhorn, who most people probably, they won't recognize his name, but he was in one of our Cinetopia films last year, This is Martin Bonner. So I went right up to him and I said, hey, Paul, Amanda from the Michigan Theater. And he went, oh, yeah, hey. You know, so we chatted on the street. So that was pretty cool.
Well, so he had a celebrity encounter, too.
That's right. That's right. Exactly.
You're listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and we're talking with Michigan Theater Program Director Amanda Bynum, who happens to be stationed in Park City, Utah for the Sundance Film Festival right now. And, of course, Sundance comes to Ann Arbor this month.
Yes, that's one of the other movies that I've seen that I've really enjoyed so far this week is Infinitely Polar Bear, which we're bringing to the Michigan Theater next Thursday, January 30th, as part of the Sundance Film Festival USA program. Sundance selects 10 theaters from around the country to screen a film directly from the festival. So Infinitely Polar Bear has only played at Sundance and then is coming right to the Michigan Theater.
And it has nothing
really
to do
cool.
with a polar bear.
It has nothing to do with a polar bear. It's about a bipolar father, apparently. And the story is based on the director's life, and that's what her father used to say, was that he was infinitely polar bear instead of bipolar. So the story is about this bipolar father and a not-bipolar mother, who are played by Mark Ruffalo and Zoe Saldana, and they are really struggling financially. The father has a nervous breakdown, and he's early in his convalescence when the mother goes back to school to get her MBA in New York, and the father is left taking care of his precocious and delightful daughters back in Boston.
And obviously ill-equipped given the current circumstance.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. And it's a really fun film. There are some... It's got some serious subject matter, but the way that it's portrayed is very light. And the kids in the film are just wonderful. And the girl that plays the eldest daughter is the daughter of the writer, director, and the producer. So she's just wonderful. And we're hoping that she comes out with her parents for our Sundance USA screening, because the director, Maya Forbes, and the producer, Wally Wolodarski, are going to be at the screening.
And, of course,
so,
again, that's Thursday, January 30th,
yes,
at 7:30 p.m. at the Michigan Theater. And tickets are already on sale, are they not?
Yes, and we still have tickets available. You can get those through Ticketmaster.com. You may be able to get them at the Michigan Theater the day of the show, but it is assigned seating. So if you order through Ticketmaster, you'll have a better seat.
Well, you're listening to Cinema Chat, and we've covered just about everything you can see in the future. But what about this weekend, Amanda? What are my choices downtown?
Well, The Invisible Woman opens at the Michigan Theater on Friday. It's the story of Charles Dickens and his secret love, Nellie. And
It was the worst of times.
Nice. That was a good one. It's directed and stars Ralph Fiennes. So I think that it's probably going to be a pretty solid outing.
And probably relatively serious at times. He tends to do that very well. Any special screenings at the downtown theaters?
Oh, yeah, so many things. We have the Sundance Shorts coming on Tuesday and Wednesday, also part of the Sundance program. We have a special screening of the locally directed and produced film Answer This, which premiered at the Michigan Theater in 2010, but brothers Chris and Mike Farah are bringing the film back for a special screening, and they're also going to talk about their new project. They're shooting a TV show, for the Discovery Channel in Detroit right now. So we're going to do a Q&A about their new project.
Are we allowed to know what that's all about?
You'll have to come to the screening to find out.
Of course we will. What about All About My Wife?
All About My Wife is part of the NAM Center for Korean Studies at U of M's Korean Cinema Now film series. It's a romantic comedy about a man who is desperate to get a divorce from his wife. So he asks a womanizer to seduce his wife to serve as the catalyst for this much-needed divorce. It sounds very funny.
I would certainly recommend that. I always like to see something unusual, and that certainly seems to qualify.
And it's free. It's this coming Saturday, the 25th at 2 p.m., and it's free. So why not?
89.1 WEMU. This is San Amichat. David Fair, once again, talking with Amanda Bynum. She is located in Park City, Utah at the Sundance Film Festival. A couple of more days left in her visit there before she returns to Ann Arbor. Now, this just happens to be one of the weird times in Hollywood where we're awaiting the Oscars, so some of those movies have come back, and we see some of the movies that they're not quite sure are going to be so successful.
Right.
The blockbuster season is not yet upon us. Are there choices at the multiplex that are new this week?
Sure. The newest thing opening at the multiplex this week is I, Frankenstein, which is based on the graphic novel. Victor Frankenstein's creation finds himself caught in the middle of ferocious demons and vigilant gargoyles who are fighting for ultimate power.
Now, here's the interesting part to me.
Oh, boy. Yes?
Victor Frankenstein's creation. What did he name him?
Adam.
Adam. Adam the monster? I'm already lost.
The first man?
Oh, well, now we're getting somewhere.
That's why I'm on the radio show.
Exactly right. You need to straighten me out. Now, any reviews on this whatsoever? Do we have any idea whether or not this kind of dystopic presentation is going to be any good?
I don't know. I mean, it's got one of my favorite guys, Bill Nighy,
He's both funny and great as a dramatic actor.
Absolutely. Yeah. But other than that, I got nothing. I can tell you more about Sundance if you want.
Well, you can tell me this. When are you guys returning from Park City?
We are coming back tomorrow.
Excellent.
So we have, I think Russ has already left our lodgings for the morning to go catch another film. So has Brian, our program manager. I'll be heading out in a little bit. I think I've got 3 films left to see today.
Well, enjoy the rest of your time there. Certainly have a safe trip back, and we'll look forward to one of the two of you coming in next week for Cinema Chat.
Well, I hope to see you then. Thanks.
That is Amanda Bynum. She is the program director of the Michigan Theater, and you've been listening to Cinema Chat. It is an exclusive presentation of the news department at 89.1 WEMU. And once again, they will return from Park City in the Sundance Film Festival, and we will have them live in studio next week. Join us next Thursday at 7:40 for Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU.